Not a snowflake or a reindeer or a Santa in sight, but enough to melt even the hardest heart and bring a tear to your eye. Let me tell you very quickly a couple of things I love about that advert. I'll start at the end. I love the way the advert lands with an invitation to go out shopping, of course. That's what the people at John Lewis want you to do. But I wonder if you noticed the wording just at the very end, the catch line, if you like. If you can't find the words, find the gift. The creators of the advert at Saatchi & Saatchi, they won't know it, but they, with that punchline, have gone right to the heart of the Christmas message, because it explains what God did for us that first Christmas season. When he couldn't say it anymore with words, God gave us a gift, the gift of his Son. The writer to the Hebrews puts it like this. He said, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. It's not that God's word failed. God's word can't fail. It won't ever. It's just that God never intended only to address us with words. He'd always planned since the beginning of time to speak to us through his Son. In the passage we read a moment ago, those opening verses in his gospel, John uses very mysterious language to talk about Jesus. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It can sound a bit like a mysterious and a remote word, a word far away. But then John goes on to talk about how the Word came near. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John's talking about Jesus, born to a teenage mother, becoming skin and bone, reminding us that Jesus lived among us, moved into our neighborhood. And this coming of Jesus, it changed everything we ever thought about who God was. You want to know who God is? Then you look at Jesus, the one who walked in humility, raised the lowly, welcomed the outcast, spoke truth to power, the one who sees us in all our sin and yet forgives us and loves us anyway. It's hard to take it in, but the coming of Jesus at Christmas time calls us to believe that the God whom we worship is every bit as beautiful as the Jesus we read about and encounter. If you can't find the words, find the gift. God never wanted to give us just words. He always intended us to have the greatest ever gift, the gift of his Son, the Word made flesh who lived among us. As I say, I love the end of that advert, but I also, even more so, love the story, the narrative arc, if you like. Think of all that's packed into those 2 short minutes. We begin with a family partway through Christmas Day. The presents seem to have been opened. Mum, as might be the case in your home, is the one who's keeping some sort of order. She's saying, right, tidy it away. Dad's gathering up the used wrapping paper under the tree. And we're introduced to the son. He's an older teen, a young adult. It's hard to be sure, but he's got the big headphones on. And he's heading up the stairs. Looks like he's struggling to connect. And it's a scene that speaks to us immediately because we recognize it. We don't always get on perfectly in our families. We don't always have a great relationship with our father. Throughout the advert, this distance between the father and the son is explored further. That glance on the dance floor when it's pretty dark, even the words of the rave anthem on the vinyl, where is the love? The guys who make these adverts, they really know how to go to the heart of things, don't they? They tap into the deepest longings of every human heart, the longing to have a relationship with our Father. As the two-minute mini-narrative unfolds, we see the closing of the distance between this father and the son. The mum's opening instructions were actually the only words spoken in the whole advert until the one last climactic word. As a smiling son stands close to his father and says, "Dad." We live in very interesting times. For years and decades, we've been told that the tide of Christianity is going out. Less people coming to church, less belief in God. Britain, we're told, is a secular post-Christian country. That's been the way most of my adult life. But now, all of a sudden, in recent times, we see a sign that the tide may be turning. People are buying Bibles. People are showing up back in church. Younger people, and most surprisingly of all, younger men. What is it that's bringing people back to the Bible and back to church? I've listened to endless hours of podcasts on the subject, and all sorts of reasons are being suggested. A crisis of meaning, a pandemic of loneliness. The reason that makes most sense to me is that we have finally realized something as a culture. When you turn your back on God, when you push the Creator out of your life, you come to feel like a cosmic orphan. We don't feel at home in the world anymore because we have no Father. I love how this advert connects with our deepest longing, to be a child once more before our Father. You see, we weren't created to be orphans. We were created to be sons and daughters in the family of the living God. We have a Father. And He sent His Son, Jesus, into this world to rescue us, to bring us home. That baby born in Bethlehem became the Savior of the world, the only one who can bring us back to our Father God. He told us so Himself. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." My prayer for you, whoever you are this Christmas season, is that you'll receive God's gift in Jesus Christ and you'll allow Jesus to bring you back to your Father. Isn't it time you came home?